It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome to a Thursday. Oh, gosh, you hear that? Ah, oh, the throat is back, baby.
It sounds better today. There you
That's
go.
Right,
did you
man.
Have some hot tea and lemon and honey last
yep,
night?
I did.
How'd that work for you?
Fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm going to have another one tonight. Fell in love with it.
Seriously.
It's good. Yeah. It was good. It was it's very fresh. It's very refreshing.
Right.
I definitely felt like those... I don't know, those 90s commercials where the guy's like, oh, just, you know, and then takes the drink with the steam coming out of the cup, and then he takes the drink and just is like,
ah. Yeah, the word effervescent comes to mind when you see something
great
like
band.
That. They were good, yes.
Good lead singer at the Girl
Voice.
Yeah,
from Detroit, loved him. Marshall Mathers.
Wake me up inside. Oh, that's Evanescence. I had one guy try to fight me one time because he was a big Tool fan, the band. I'm not a huge Tool fan, whatever. I mean, if you like Lights and Whistles and Nader, right? And he was playing a song in a poker game, and I was like, is this Evanescence? And he looked at me and he goes, no, dude, it's Tool.
Tool and whatever it is, in the same category?
I don't know. It sounded like the Wake Me Up Inside song.
Okay.
But it was really,
what,
I guess.
Name another.
Evanescence once.
Evanescence?
Yeah. There it is.
Evanescence?
That's
I don't know why I can't say that this morning. Name me another song.
By Evanescence?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There you go.
I didn't listen to that type of music.
Right, yeah. That was it, man. That was the only song. I'm sure somebody will say, well, how could you forget this? I wasn't really into
Bob
Evanescence.
Bob Fesco, Patrick Mahomes, same person.
Yeah, I mean, you feel the pain, and that scares you because, I mean, obviously I've dealt with ankles before, but just kind of laid there, and as time kind of went on, it kind of, the pain subsided. I don't know the word.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're the same person. Did get a good report on Patrick Mahomes yesterday, so.
Yeah.
People out at Arrowhead are feeling pretty good about where he is right
play?
Now. No, not that at all. Like, is he okay? Like, is he going to be, like, you know, able to play? Or is it going to be like one of those things? All right, we got to devise a game plan for Patrick to hand off a
full
lot because he can't.
Participant in practice.
Yeah, no, he looked good yesterday in practice from what I've been told. So that's a good thing. We can move on and not even have that as a topic of conversation anymore, even though I'm sure it will be, you know, part of the game broadcast and whatnot.
He looked good in practice. Yeah. Mac looked really good driving to work
he
today.
He did look good. No, like, he wasn't limping around, wasn't hobbling around, you know, like you'd be like, oh my God, we gotta run the ball because Patrick can't throw, and you put him out there like it's a decoy. Oh, Patrick playing, you know, one of those things, but Patrick's like 2% or whatever it is.
Did you see the audio yesterday of like him and Andy Reid's discussion on the sideline when it happened?
Yeah.
They've gone from, I'm taking you out to get you looked at, to, do you need to? No.
No, we're good.
Come
we're
on,
fine, man.
No.
Yeah. And like, and the whole thing about like carrying him off the field, like the Willis Reed moment that we saw, he's like, nah, they didn't want me to walk on my own at all either. Good theater, right? Good theater, good drama for the NFL. I told you, it's the greatest entertainment
thing. I was sitting there like, oh, shoot. Like, I felt like Brittany Mahomes when they showed her and Taylor's reaction to him being hurt.
We all did.
I was like, oh, God, not again. Because I literally, I'm going to be honest with you, and I know it didn't happen. Knock on wood. I thought pop. I thought, oh, no,
for sure.
It was non-contact.
Right.
It was wet, sloppy field. I know Arrowhead's field is immaculate, trains very well. It's heated and all that sort of stuff.
But still wet during the game.
The way it like looked, I'm like, this is what screws us.
Yeah.
This is how it happens. And fortunately, it didn't.
No.
So they're all good to go. Don't have to worry about anything like that.
Yeah, like I know people probably have a little anxiety because they saw the Mahomes thing happen. How healthy is he going to be?
Any non-contact ever by whoever it is. Could be Jordan Love, could be Patrick Mahomes, could be, I don't care,
Aaron Rodgers.
Bo Nix. Yeah. I'm like, that's not good.
No, it's not good. No, the non-contact stuff sucks, but I was glad to feel and to let everybody know, don't have anxiety over Patrick Mahomes this week. Everything's going to be okay.
Until somebody tackles him and goes low.
Yeah, well, somebody probably will. Who on Denver is going to do that? Is it going to be Von Miller? Do you think he's going to do that
probably
this weekend?
Bradley Chubb.
I would imagine, yes.
Might be, you never know. Might be Bill Romanowski.
Oh, God, Romanowski, one of the weirdest dudes ever. Oh, my God.
The guy sucks.
Great Super Bowl guest. Him and his wife. Grifters.
Forgers, too. Doctor's scripts.
The whole thing. It's unbelievable.
Random story about Bill Romanowski. He was on the Jim Rome show once. And I don't know if you've seen this movie, Mac, The Longest Yard. It's a remake. They did one back in the, 60s with Burt Reynolds. Did a new one with Adam Sandler. And obviously,
Burt Reynolds. I didn't think we'd have a Burt Reynolds drop this morning.
I just watched a video of him and Mark Summers on Leno's show.
How old is that?
Got to be 92.
Oh my God!
And they're pissed at each other.
Mark Summers is mad at Burt Reynolds.
I'll send it to you.
Why? No, how would that?
I'm trying. Yeah. All right. So they're on there together, and Burt Reynolds is that sly. I think it's 91, 92, somewhere around there before Double Dare. And Mark Summers taps him on the arm. He goes, at least I'm still married. And Bert takes his water cup and throws it on Mark Summers. And then they kind of, you can tell, are tense. And then they're sitting there, and Mark Summers then throws his water on Bert Reynolds. And then Bert Reynolds tries to touch his hand and be like, you'll be all right. And he's like, don't touch me. And they go to commercial break, and Jay Leno's like,
right.
And then they settle it with a pie throwing at each other's face. They do the old Western standoff. 3, 2, 1, turn around. And I'm not kidding you. Burt Reynolds reaches back and throws it as hard as he can at Summers. Summers throws it as hard as he can at Burt. And then it's just it's over.
That's bizarre because, number one, I feel like it had to be staged in if they had pies ready to go.
I think so, because after they do it, they're kind of but when they're doing the water thing, it does not seem staged.
Right. Well, because you probably stage something, then somebody takes it to the next level. And you're dude, this was not what we were supposed to do.
It was supposed to go on my lap, not my face.
Right, right? Exactly. Yeah. One of those type of things. And I'm surprised Mark Summers, who is a germaphobe like I am, it would participate in something like that, too. I mean, you don't want somebody's dirty pie coming at you, I'm surprised Mark Summers participated in that.
Yeah. Speaking of participation, everybody in the AFC West gets a participation grade against Patrick Mahomes. It is Bronco week.
Yes, it is.
I know a lot of people have the team they hate in the AFC West, which I feel like we missed out on a poll question yesterday. Who's the team that you hate the most in the AFC West? It's always been Denver. It will always be Denver. I know I am unfortunate. I didn't need to grow up in the Raiders history, the 70s and the 80s of Raider week. My whole life, guys, Denver has always been the team I've hated because of how much they have ruined me as a sports fan. So you can take it all the way back to Elway.
Mm-hmm.
When my dad started to introduce me to football, 1997, right? I'm 10 years old. Chiefs had the best record in football. They're 14-2. Marty Schottenheimer, he's got everybody there. Tony Gonzalez is a rookie. Dayton Hughes is the veteran receiver. Sorry, excuse me. And it's that honey.
You need some
up.
Of that honey lemon tea mixture.
Good. And Elway comes to Arrowhead and they beat the Chiefs, and that would be the start of the back-to-back Super Bowl wins for the Broncos. And then I've got to hear, this one's for John. R.I.P. to that guy. Not making fun of him. I just had to hate that saying. Terrell Davis, the Raiders used to put Vaseline on their jerseys so the Chiefs couldn't tackle him. True story.
No, they all do that. Yeah. WD-40 was another one you'd put on.
And it was always Denver. And then they would go get this guy named Jake Plummer out of Arizona State, right? He would come in and they would start doing these stupid bootleg plays that the Chiefs, for some reason, man,
could never
stop.
You
knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. Jake Plummer would do a bootleg and somehow that guy would beat you. Then it was you fast forward the clocks a little bit. And Peyton Manning's a free agent. And here comes Peyton Manning to Denver, mm-hmm. who whips your ass every single game. And it's is this ever going to stop? And now, here we are today. Mahomes is 12-1 against the Broncos, 11-2 versus the Raiders, 9-2 versus the Chargers, an overall record of 32-5 versus the AFC West in his career. And if he wins on Sunday, he will be 3-0 versus the AFC West this year. And the AFC West is over, and it couldn't be a sweeter team to do that to than Denver.
Yeah, it'll be good to knock Denver off, and I want to boat race this weekend, right? I want to see them go and motorboat Denver. This is one where you go do what Baltimore did last week, right?
41-10.
Go take your aggression out if you have any on the Denver Broncos. But I'm with you. We're from that generation where we kind of missed the Raider thing because they weren't really good during our lifetime, right? I know they went to that Super Bowl in 2002 and whatnot, but that's the last time the Raiders have truly been relevant. Denver has always been a relevant team kind of in our lifetimes. And you mentioned, I go back to the early 80s, obviously. And
yeah, you got a glimpse of the Raider hate.
Not really.
Like the old guys.
Like when I first started doing this job in Kansas City, it was 2001. So you still had a lot of the Raider hatred, but more importantly, you still had Lamar Hunt and Carl Peterson in that organization. And Lamar Hunt hated the Raiders with all his passion, and Carl Peterson hated Al Davis with all his passion. And they passed that on to Marty Schottenheimer, who hated it with all his passion. Then Gunther Cunningham, he hated the Raiders. I mean, he got into a shouting match with a Raider fan and whatnot, you know, leaving the game as the head coach. And then Vermeil came in and took over. And then once Lamar passed away and once, you know, Carl left, and once the Raiders became an irrelevant franchise, I don't want to say that hate dissipated, but it's not the same because the Denver Broncos had always been a good team. And for years, there were like two teams and two organizations. I'm like, damn, I wish we were like the St. Louis Cardinals in baseball winning every year. And damn, I wish we were Denver. They have quarterbacks. They win. They find ways to get it done. And now here we are. We got the Royals and Chiefs, and we're in a good spot right now. We're better than, you know, both of those organizations. But the Denver hate has so many different levels to it because the John Elway thing, right, that obviously happened. And then you look at what happened after John Elway left. He broke everybody's heart. Then Vermeil comes in, and he had said one time, he goes, we just can't win up there. There's just no chance. We just can't win up there. Like, just admitted that we can't win in Denver and you know, did their thing, and they lost to the Broncos seemingly all the time. And every year, like, damn, I just beat the Denver Broncos. Why can't they beat them up in Denver? And then the Peyton Manning thing happens. You're like, oh my God, like, the rich just continue to keep getting richer out here in Denver. They win that Super Bowl and all that kind of stuff. And so for me, and I think for our generation, I think the Raider hatred, I don't want to say it is dissipated, but it's not the same to me. Like, I see Denver, I truly get excited for Bronco Week because I want to kick their ass, right?
You know, the
mascot looks like Elway, the whole nine
Shanahan's
yards.
Nickname was the Rat. You know,
like Shanahan. You absolutely hated that guy.
That's probably why I don't like Kyle. Bet Kyle's a good dude.
Don't like his dad.
Yeah. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Didn't call him the Rat. He was eating cheese all the time and whatnot. And once Scott Pioli got here, all that kind of like Raider hate, that stuff kind of died out a little bit. But the Raiders haven't been anything worth, you know, worrying about over the last 20 years.
The only time the Broncos have beaten the Chiefs, Mahomes had the flu.
Had the flu. And, you know, that's been it. So, like, I do get excited for Bronco Week. There's just something about it. I like this rivalry a lot. I like it better than the Raider rivalry, maybe because I've been to games in Denver a lot and, you know, been to those Chiefs games and saw Mahomes throw it left hand. Landed on the field, like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm watching this type of stuff. Like, just wild and crazy stuff, but always had a great time, you know, when we went out to Denver, obviously. It was the first parking lot that you could smell weed when you were walking to the game.
It's
back
a great
in the day.
Stadium, actually.
It is.
Pains me to say
it. Oh, it's wonderful. Like, if you've never been to a game out there.
If you sit on the east side of the stadium, you can look out and you see the mountain range and the sunset.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is awesome. And then you look down and there's a giant ass right there. And you're like, I hate this place, but I love this place, but I hate it, but I love it.
I mean, I've got a lot of games on like trips with fans and stuff but this gets me excited. Like, I like Bronco Week and I want to kick their ass and put this division away and not just win, but kick their ass and let everybody know, hey, 9-0 and look at us.
I've sent you the video so you can watch Turd Ferguson, funny name.
Turd Ferguson was fantastic.
Funny name. Silver Slice hat.
Yeah. R.I.P. to Norm MacDonald.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.